to RCL Mobile.
QRCL, this is N0TR. Good afternoon, Russell.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Oh, Finer and Frog here, split three ways. Can you beat that? My name's Tom.
Don't think I can beat that, but yeah, this is Russell. Tom, I think we've talked before. I just got my vanity call sign approved. Used to run under KN4REP.
Well, I just turned 73 a couple of days ago, and I'm sorry to say, Russell, I don't remember it. But I see you're just about 5.4 miles away from our QTH on Mountain View Road. And it's nice to talk to you. We've been out and drove through the timber up to Inman, and then we come back the easy way, and just to find a house where we're going to pick up some new chickens next week.
That's pretty good there. I just ran over to TR, picked up a little bit of late lunch, trying to get a couple of things done around the house before the week starts. So you go pick up some new chickens. That's pretty good. That's the only animal that poops breakfast.
Yeah, we're getting a different kind this time. They're called Speckled Sussex. And we got six other ones out here remaining. And we did have a few more than that. And they got so old they weren't laying or anything. But these are supposed to lay even during the winter time, whereas a lot of them, the hens don't. And these will be all hens. And we don't need a rooster. There's neighbors around here that has them, and we just don't need them beating up on the hens or making the racket. The hens are noisy enough, let me tell you.
No doubt, they are noisy, especially if you got a couple of roosters in the bunch. That was us. We had a few, and we'd let them out and let them range around a little bit, and then they got to where they didn't want to come back in at night. And I think a couple of coyotes got a couple of them, and we finally ended up giving the rooster away. He wasn't laying eggs, so.
Well, everything else changed in this world, but I don't think that has. shoot. Well, these are supposed to lay medium to large brown eggs, and we like the brown eggs. And I know we went up a couple of blocks here towards Highway 14 one morning, and a guy had some there that he'd let run at large, and there was a hawk had one pinned down out in the middle of the road eating it, and that's exactly what happened here, because I've cleared off a lot of timber for my antennas, and they have a very good view of it, and they circle the property quite often, and then the vultures would be right behind them, I'm sure. And I have a game camera down there at the perimeter of the property about 100 yards out. And I had seven raccoons there the other day and they liked chickens. And there was a possum, and then there was a coyote, two coyotes. And at one time there was a bear there, but very briefly. But, and then there's a fox. So they wouldn't survive long if we let them free range, and if they got into Bernice's garden out here, they definitely wouldn't last very long.
RCL. Yeah, they don't last too long, but the good thing of it is if they get in the garden, they still provide food.
She has a pretty good-sized strawberry patch, and they tear it to pieces, they say. And then you got to, she's like having a dog. You got to dodge some of the scenery as you walk out towards the pen. And we got a very nice pen. I have lights on it with timers. I have motion detectors around it that light it up if any varmints come near. And they're just happy campers, and the kids built the first pen, and then we added onto it with a dog run on the back of it and built another pen in that, and so we keep them inside. I'd rather let them free range, but like I said, they wouldn't last long, and of course you cannot harm a federal protected hawk or something just because he comes down to get a meal, so you'd just be at the mercy of the wildlife.
Definitely at their mercy. It's their neighborhood once they get out of the front yard, you know. That's their home, so they're going to do what they got to do to survive. I guess it's a little bit easier here in South Carolina than it is up in Alaska or somewhere like that. You know, they got stuff up there big enough to eat you and me, but around here, most everything we got to deal with just gets our small animals.
Well, I'm watching, the wife and I is watching Building Off the Grid right now. Just had a cup of coffee and some of her, what kind of bread was that? Apple banana bread, and it was excellent. I'm coughing a little bit from the acid reflux, but it was delicious. My wife loves to bake. Oh, I got on the radio a little bit last night, and there was a lot of European stations on, so I worked them on Morse code for a little bit, but my keyer wasn't making me happy, and I had to change a couple of things there, and finally got back in the groove. And but England was the main station on last night, it seemed like.
Tom, and I don't know who K2RCL is, but good morning to you. I didn't catch your name. Just listen to you guys and hope you're doing well today.
We appreciate that. This is Russell. I used to be under a different call sign, KN4REP. Got my vanity approved, so I'm under K2RCL now, over off of Mountain View Road there. But good you jumped in there. You go ahead.
Say, it's still kind of chilly outside, but the wind doesn't seem to be blowing here. I'm in Anderson. The wind doesn't seem to be blowing here today, but it's a beautiful day, though. It's gorgeous outside. We went out to Sam's this morning and went to Walmart. On kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. Didn't seem to be too many people out this morning, which is unusual, but we got there before the church crowd got out. And, Tom, a cup of coffee and the dessert bread sounds pretty good. Of course, Bernice takes pretty good care of you. Back to you, Tom.
It's her fault I'm overweight. I weighed usually weigh about 175, but it showed 177 this morning. But I hadn't been talking on the radio and vending some, so. Well, Russell, I noticed that is your name, your call letters there. That's really neat. And mine is N0TR, which is Tom Rouse. And I had several friends back in the old days that had their initials, N5SD, Steve Draper, K0PR, Phil Rankin. You don't hear that as much anymore, of course. There are a lot more hams. But that's neat. And Jerry, my dad, Dave's up foothills, I think. Anyways, he's flying today, so you'll probably catch him in the mobile coming home. He's been there a little while. We went to Inman just for the drive and to see where to pick up the chickens. And we went back through the timber and that and the back roads, and it was beautiful. But I turned it over to Russell, and Bernice is wanting to run the mixer over here, so I'm going to have to get off here, and I need to go check the girls out back and see how they're doing today and make sure they got feed and water. Kilowatt 2, Romeo Charlie Lima. This is N0TR.
Tom, it was good talking with you. Jerry, it was good talking with you. I'm fixing to pull in the driveway here with lunch, so I know the little wife is anxiously waiting on that to be delivered. But it was a pleasure talking with both of you today. You gentlemen have a nice afternoon. This is K2RCL. I'm clear.
Tom, good talking with both of you this morning. Hope both of you have a nice afternoon. That'd be Kilowatt 2 RCL and N0TR N4DJC clear.
Yeah, Russell C. Ledford. That's nice. He got his own letters there in his call of his name. And he's just 5.4 miles northwest of Lake Robinson in Meade. And so that's pretty cool. Maybe when this COVID gets over, we'll get together down the line. He's in Taylor, South Carolina. Jerry, she's making a racket, and not bad for Bernice. Usually that mixer's going, and it drowns out everything. Well, I got 54 degrees, 23% humidity. Boy, that's about as good as out in Las Vegas. And that's 75. Let me see. It's 54 outside. And this is too high here because I'm over near the oven where she's baking. But it's a 5-mile-an-hour wind from the southwest, peaking at 7. So not as bad as it was yesterday. Take care, my friend. Catch you later. This is N0TR, Claire.